Man, when we lived in Brooklyn, before we bought our first house, it was always apartments. I remember this one apartment at 1637 St. Mark's Avenue on Eastern Parkway. Our Lady of the Assumption was the Catholic Church on one corner. Then around the corner, we had B'nai Torah, a shul, and of course, a synagogue. So it was a Jewish and Italian neighborhood, or Yiddish-Italian neighborhood. And then people, the Yiddish meant they came from either Germany, Poland, or Russia. So with them, they would bring their ethnic foods. And you learn to enjoy things like borscht, or what I would say, Mommy, can I have that manigotti with the sour cream in it? Of course, we know it's not manigotti. It's, what is it, the stuff they would eat with the, not manicotti. The Jewish version of that was something else. Now, I know you're yelling it at the radio, at the screen, but I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Blintzes, thank you. I heard you. Thank you, Thelma. Thelma from East Quag in the North Shore of Long Island yelled, Blintzes, you drool, in Italian. And I would love the blintzes with the blueberries and the jam and the preserves on it. And I would have that. I would eat that because it was in my neighborhood and we would share it. So we would make macaroni. We would make brisket. We would have brisket. I loved brisket sandwiches, man. They were the best. And, of course, the cousins from Coney Island just happened to be in the neighborhood. We were in East New York. The cousins from Coney Island just happened to be, just happened to be in the neighborhood. It got to be such a pain because my father wouldn't mind as long as they brought a box of pastries or a bottle of wine, you know, a little gesture. But no, freeloaders again. It got to a point where my brother Frankie had a ride shotgun on the front stoop. We didn't have front porches. We had stoops. And Frankie would yell, because we were the back apartment in a long hallway in our apartment building, and he would yell, they're coming, echoing in the hallway. So quickly, we turn everything off, turn the lights, get on our jackets and coats, and the minute they walked into the hallway, we hear them, and they ring our doorbell, and we open up the door, and they see us with our coats on. Hey, Louie, changing the name to protect the guilty. Hey, Louie, how you doing? My father would say, shaking their hand, mwah, mwah, mwah. Oh, we just happened to be in the neighborhood. We thought we'd stop. Oh, that's a shame. We were invited over to eat over a friend's house, so we were just leaving. Oh, well, that's okay. Look, we'll give you a call. We were on our way anyway. Yeah, right, baloney. So we'd say goodbye and bye-bye, kissing. And then they'd leave, see. And then Frankie would make sure the car would exit our street and make a right turn on Eastern Parkway and disappear. We'd wait a while because we wanted to see if they'd come around again, you know, down our street. Nope. Coast clear! Okay, come on back, Frankie. And we're all in the kitchen now. We could sit down, have a peaceful dinner, and we'd have enough leftovers to last us a week. It was awesome. It got to a point, you know, what I love, leftover spaghetti. I'll give you my recipe for leftover spaghetti on the top of the grill. Yeah, grilled spaghetti. I'll tell you how to do it. In the meantime, Ain't We Got Fun on Festival Italiano. Here's Renato Zero from last year. Il Donno from Italian House Party or John LaBarca's Greatest Hits Volume 2. Whoops.
Nessuno viene al mondo per sua scelta, non è questione di buona volontà, non per meriti si nasce e non per colpa, non è un peccato che poi si sconterà. Combatte ognuno come ne è capace. chi cerca nel suo cuore non si sbaglia. Hai voglia di dire che si vuole pace. Noi stessi siamo il campo di battaglia. La vita è un dono legato a un respiro. Dovrebbe ringraziare chi si sente vivo. Ogni emozione che ancora ci sorprende. L'amore è sempre diverso che la ragione non comprende. Che colpisce come il male, persino quello che fa più soffrire, è un dono che si deve accettare, condividere e poi restituire. Ciò che vale veramente, che toglie il sonno e dà felicità, si impara presto che non costa niente, non si può vendere né mai si comprerà. E se faremo un giorno l'inventario, sapremo che per noi non c'è mai fine. Siamo l'immenso ma pure il suo contrario, il vizio assurdo e l'ideale più sublime. La vita è un dono legato a un respiro. Dovrebbe ringraziare chi si sente vivo. Ogni emozione, ogni cosa è grazia. L'amore è sempre diverso che in tutto l'universo spazia. Sembra senza senso, arriva fino a noi l'amore che anche questa sera, dopo una vita intera, è con me.
Venuto da molto lontano, negli occhi il ricordo dei campi di grano, il vento di Auschwitz portava nel cuore e intanto scriveva poesie d'amore, amore che nasce dentro il cuore dell'uomo, per ogni altro uomo. Un uomo venuto da molto lontano stringeva il dolore, un libro nella mano. Qualcuno ha sparato ed io quel giorno pianto, ma tutto il mondo gli è rimasto accanto. Quel giorno il mondo ha ritrovato il cuore, la verità non muore, un uomo che parte vestito di bianco. Per mille paesi non sembra mai stanco, ma dentro i suoi occhi un dolore profondo, vedere il cammino diverso del mondo, la guerra e la gente che cambia il suo cuore, la verità che muore. Hanno ucciso anche la dignità, va e ricorda questo cuore mio. Che Caino sono pure io. Il primo squillo di tromba, il mondo si ferma, c'è qualcosa che cambia, un popolo grida, noi vogliamo Dio, la libertà è solo un dono suo, tu apri le braccia, incoraggi i figli ad essere fratelli. Va dove l'uomo ha per sorella solo lepre, mosche sulle labbra. Questo cuore mio, che Caino sono pure io. Che Caino sono.
Amedeo Minghi. I love that guy. I had a chance to meet him when I was in Italy. The story about Pope John Paul the Great. I love that. That too is on one of my albums, isn't it, Bobby? Yeah, it's on the Greatest Hits, Volume 1. No, Volume 2. Isn't it? We were looking at the pictures on the Volume 2 album. Very nice. These are pictures I talk with my... I talk pictures all the time. But I took these pictures with my son when we went to Venice. And very nice. Very, very pretty album. Actually, that song I have on the newest one that's yet to be released called John LaBarca's Family Album. It's all about family on Festival Italiano. That's what it's all about. And, you know, it's so rare, isn't it? You don't hear too much of it on radio. Oh, yeah, there are imitators. Oh, I know one in particular. But it doesn't matter. It's just me and it's you. And that's what it's all about. When you have leftover spaghetti, I was teasing you before. There is a way to cook and make a meal out of leftover spaghetti. Bobby can't wait. You get it cold from the refrigerator. You have spaghetti, you leftover spaghetti, meatballs leftover. That's fine. You know what you do? You slice up the meatballs, okay, if you got meatballs or sausage, it doesn't matter. Now, this isn't anything new to many of my listeners, or maybe you, but just in case we have some newer listeners or younger listeners, this is what we did with leftovers. Slice up the sausage nice and thin, slice up the meatballs. Well, if they were cold, fine. spaghetti cold with the sauce stuck to it. Spaghetti. We use the number 9, the thin spaghetti. Get a big, we would use the cast iron skillet. Put a little olive oil in there. Put a medium heat up. Make sure it's nice and hot. And then add to it the meat first. The meat would go down first, sausage or meatballs. On top of that, the spaghetti. We would simmer and stir it up a little, warm it up. Then we'd arrange the meat and the spaghetti on top of the meat. Let it cook a while. Let it stick if it has to. It doesn't matter. Get your favorite sharp cheese. I love the extremely sharp cheddar cheese. Slice it up. Hand slice it. Or if you got the block, you know, those nice blocks, like large butter blocks of cheese, the extra sharp. Get the extra sharp. Slice it thin and place it all on top of the spaghetti on the skillet. Now, you got to get a top to it, you know, a metal or a Pyrex top to it so you could see it. That's even better. Ooh, you got to show. Put it on top of the skillet and keep it on the medium flame for a while or medium heat if it's an electric range. Let it simmer and let it melt. Let that cheese melt all through that spaghetti and the meat so it all clings together. Hold on, it's getting hot in here. Woo, Nelly! And then, after maybe 2 or 3 minutes on the flame or on the heat, take it off and keep it closed so the cheese can do its stuff and everything can coagulate. And then let it cool off just enough. Take the top off and steam will ooze up. Get a knife, cut it down the middle, get a spatula, serve it up. Fold it over like it's an omelet and put it on a big 2 pieces of Italian bread. Maybe the kind, the crusty kind outside and soft inside, the sesame Italian bread, or the semolina bread, the yellow inside, yellow semolina bread. Make a sandwich with it. You make a spaghetti sandwich. So if anyone says, hey, have you ever had a spaghetti sandwich? Yeah, I got the recipe from LaBarca on Festival Italiano. Right here at www.johnlabarca.net. I'm frothing at the mouth. I can't wait. I'm going to first make the spaghetti, then I can't wait for leftovers tomorrow!